Our partners at the iNews Network have been reporting on mental health issues in Colorado, how both prison populations and emergency rooms are impacted by cutbacks in mental health care. One of the core issues, it seems, is intervention, which is hard to do even if you know there's a problem. From her desk at the iNews Network, investigative journalist Kristen Jones. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, Steve.
When someone presents a mental health issue, it's just got to be tough all the way around for families and for police and for the medical system. What happens for adults, particularly when the state mental health hospitals are cutting back and eliminating beds? The system seems to be under a lot of strain.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, it wasn't only the state mental hospitals that have cut back. Private sector hospitals, too, have found that it's just not profitable to run psychiatric wards. So just in the last 5 years in Colorado, we've seen a 20% decline in inpatient psychiatric beds.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's pretty dramatic. And for adults, what this means is when they reach the point of crisis, they're more likely to be put in other places, like maybe the ER, because the psychiatric bed isn't available.
Yeah.
Which is something that puts a strain on the ER and means that they're not getting the treatment they need.
Mm. What about for children? Your story begins with a really tough story of a mom who has to drive a long way just to see her child that's hospitalized with a mental health issue. Parents don't seem to have a lot of options either.
Right, and this is a mother I spoke with in Grand Junction whose son, who is 7 years old, needed a psychiatric bed and had to go to a hospital in Pueblo, 300 miles away for 3 weeks. While his mother had to stay home and work. Ideally, kids would never have to spend a lengthy period of time in a hospital for a psychiatric issue. But unfortunately, there aren't a lot of outpatient options for some children, too. There's a real shortage of child psychiatrists around the state. And so when they get to the point of needing a hospital bed, it can be very difficult, especially for kids who are outside of the front range.
Mm. Okay. There are a few different approaches to try and manage some of this, so let's go through a couple of them. First, the governor's well-publicized plan to get the state to build and buy and pay for some drop-in mental health crisis centers, but that's on hold due to a lawsuit. Is there any word on when that might get settled?
Not really. It's still pretty tied up. I mean, this was a $20 million plan for 24-hour walk-in crisis centers that were intended to relieve a lot of the burden on ERs and jails. But for this fiscal year, at least, that money will not be spent.
Mm-hmm. What about the Grand River Hospital in Rifle, Colorado? How is that medical institution trying to deal with some of the mental health concerns there?
We spoke with an ER doctor in Rifle who was telling us, a scenario that's pretty typical for a lot of rural hospitals in Colorado. He said that they have to board psychiatric patients in the emergency room about once a week because there isn't a psychiatric bed available. So what this means is they're put in a room by themselves. They don't see a psychiatrist. They don't get any real therapy. Mm. It means, that they're, for the ER, it means there's fewer resources for things like car crashes that are really sort of what ERs are set up to do. And for the patients, it's a lost opportunity and can be traumatic at worst and at best sort of unhelpful.
Yeah. Well, there is a new law that requires mental health workers to report threats against places in addition to threats against people. So I guess coming out of Aurora and the theater shooting there, the state legislature wanted to give mental health workers some more tools, but that's also going to increase perhaps the demand.
It may. This is something that broadens the role of therapists and their duty to warn when they think their patients might pose a threat, not only to a person, but maybe to a movie theater or to a school. Mm. In the past 5 years, we've seen a 35% increase in court-ordered involuntary mental health treatment in Colorado. At the same time as we've seen this decline in psychiatric beds, so you're really seeing sort of a supply and demand situation that's out of whack.
Kristen Jones with the iNews Network investigative team. She specializes on healthcare issues. Kristen, do you get the sense that mental health care leaders, say Carl Clark, whom you quoted in your story with the Mental Health Center of Denver, are they hopeful or worried or spending a lot of time trying to find some creative solutions?
A little bit of both. The attention to some of the mass shootings has done a couple of things. One that's not so good is that it's sort of increased, this is what they told me, that it's increased the stigma related to mental illness. So some people that might have sought treatment before are sort of staying back because they don't want to be associated with somebody like James Holmes. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, this attention has really kick-started a lot of conversations about, you know, some of the real problems with access and resources and gotten a lot more people sort of involved in thinking about, okay, how can we do this better?
Wow, lots of work in your three-part series. The entire report's available online at rmpbs.org/news, and we'll link to it from kuvo.org. Kristen Jones with the iNews Network, thanks for your good work here.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be here.